Intro music fades in and out.
Host. Hello and welcome to the A-Level Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a cornerstone of the EdXL specification, religious figures and sacred texts. This isn't just about stories. It's about authority, interpretation, and how believers have wrestled with the nature of divine communication for centuries. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll unpack the critical concepts you need to secure top marks, from the different types of revelation to the key scholars you must know. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Short musical sting. Host. First, let's tackle the biggest idea. Revelation. How does God communicate? Examiners love this, and they expect you to distinguish clearly between propositional and non-propositional revelation. Think of propositional revelation as God sending a divine email. It contains specific, factual truths or propositions. The classic example is a fundamentalist view of the Bible, where the text is considered the direct, inerrant Word of God. Every word is divinely inspired and factually true. The theologian John Calvin's concept of sola scriptura, scripture alone, fits neatly here. For him, the Bible is the ultimate authority. So for A01, you'd state, propositional revelation is the belief in God communicating specific, unchanging truths, often viewing the sacred text as the literal Word of God. Now, let's flip to non-propositional revelation. This is more like God revealing himself through an experience, not a set of facts. The sacred text, then, isn't the Word of God itself, but a human response to that divine encounter. It's a record of faith, not a divine dictation. This is the liberal approach. The key scholar here is Karl Barth. This is a crucial point, so listen closely. Barth argued that the Bible becomes the Word of God in the moment of personal encounter. It's a vehicle, a vessel, through which a person can experience God. The Bible itself is a human document with errors and historical context, but through it, revelation can happen. So the Bible isn't the revelation. The event of revelation happens through the Bible. Building on this is Rudolf Bultmann and his concept of demythologization. Bultmann looked at the New Testament and saw it was filled with the language of a pre-scientific, mythological worldview. Angels, demons, a three-tiered universe. He argued that to find the true message, the kerygma or proclamation about Jesus, we must strip away this outdated mythological wrapping. The point isn't whether a miracle literally happened, but what existential truth it reveals about human existence and our relationship with God. For Bultmann, the core truth of the gospel is an existential one, not a historical one. Finally, in this section, we have the Chalcedonian definition of 451 AD. This is about the ultimate religious figure in Christianity, Jesus Christ. After much debate, the council declared that Christ has two natures. He is fully human and fully divine in one person, or hypostasis. This is known as the hypostatic union. Candidates often lose marks by being vague here. You must be precise. Two natures, one person, unconfused and undivided. This definition became the bedrock of Orthodox Christian belief about Jesus. Short musical sting. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. For AO2, the 60% evaluation part of your paper, you can't just describe these views. You must make them argue with each other. For instance, how might a follower of Bultmann critique a fundamentalist literal reading of the resurrection? They'd say, the fundamentalist misses the point entirely, clinging to the mythological husk instead of the existential kernel. A common mistake is just listing scholars. Barth says this, Bultmann says that. That's low-level AO1. For top marks, you need critical interaction. For example, while Barth and Bultmann both represent a non-propositional approach, Bultmann's method is more radical as he actively seeks to remove mythological elements, whereas Barth focuses more on the event of encounter through the biblical text as it is. See the difference? That's analysis. Remember the Peale structure? Point, evidence, that's your scholar or text, explanation, and link back to the question. The link is where you show the examiner you're really answering their question. Short musical sting. Host. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? Let's see what's stuck. I'll pause for a second after each question. 1. What is the core difference between propositional and non-propositional revelation? Pause. The first is about facts. The second is about experience. 2. Which scholar is most associated with the concept of demythologization? Pause. Rudolf Bultmann. 3. What year was the crucial Chalcedonian definition concerning Christ's nature? Pause. 451 AD.
4. What does sola scriptura mean? Pause. Scripture alone. The idea that the Bible is the final authority. 5. According to Karl Barth, is the Bible the Word of God? Pause. Tricky one. No, it becomes the Word of God in the event of revelation. Short musical sting. Host. So, to summarize, this topic is a battle of ideas about authority. Does authority lie in the literal text itself, as a propositional view suggests, or does it lie in the transformative experience of faith, as non-propositional thinkers like Barth and Boltman argue? When you're writing your essays, frame them around this central conflict. Use the scholars as your evidence, the concepts as your tools, and your critical judgment as the guide. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to the A-Level Religious Studies Revision Podcast. Keep interrogating those texts. Outra música fade zine.